Good afternoon, Tri-State, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut. Good morning on the West Coast. Good day to all in between. Hope high tea is lovely in the UK. And good evening to my EU listeners. Can't be remiss about shouting out 216 the land, 313 the D, and the DMV. You are now rocking with the best, the political pro. If you don't know now, you know this is the Big Mike Show. I am the Big Mike. And as always, at my side, the best in the building, best in the business, DJ Dougie Boy, hottest in the land, and fresh off vacation. This guy makes more money than I do. All right. So anyway, let's get into this. We're going to do something a little bit different because I've had it. We're going to start this off because this is Big Mike's Festivus Grievances. All right. I didn't want to do this, but clearly we got some things to address because people are just wilding out here. And I'm going to try to keep this organized because the level of nonsense out here absolutely deserves attention and full documentation. So first off, let's start with the NBA. So now a few weeks ago, I got at Stephen A. Smith because I didn't like to drift into politics, which he's more well within his rights to do so. And I still stand on that. But I always give credit where credit is due. And when it comes to the product on the court, some of what he's been saying, he's not wrong. Here's my issue. When do we get away from just turning on TV and watching the game? See, now I got to go to Prime, Peacock, this app, that app. I got to go on a scavenger hunt just to find the game. It shouldn't be harder to find the game than it is to play it. And I understand it's a business. I get it. But sports, at the end of the day, has always been for the people. And now you can't easily go to the game because you're going to spend at least a couple hundred dollars for two people. That's minimum. And if you stay at home, you still got to pay just to find the damn game. So now let's see. I can't easily attend. I can't easily watch, but I'm supposed to stay locked in. Yeah, okay. And then on top of that, load management, tanking. So not only is it harder to access, now I don't even know who the hell is playing when I get there. Come on, man. All right. I'm gonna leave that there for now. I'll be back at some point. Next, grocery stores. So when you go to the store, you do know at some point you have to pay, right? I mean, that's not a surprise ending. That's not a plot twist. So why is it, I mean, every single time, full cart, scanned, bagged, everything's done, and now you want to start digging for your wallet. Now it's a full-blown treasure hunt at the worst possible time. You literally had the whole transaction to prepare, and you chose the last 5 seconds. And I'm not picking on anyone, but I'm just telling you what I see. And ladies, sometimes that purse turns into a black hole. Fellas, you're not off the hook either, because why are you patting yourself down like the TSA just surprised you? Be ready. That's all I'm asking. Be ready. Moving on. Driving. I live in a suburban area, okay? One lane each way. No, there are no lines, right? But it's everyone understands it's a two-lane street. There's room for one car going one way, another car going the other way, opposite directions, okay? So let me make this real simple for those that haven't figured it out. If there's a car parked on your side of the street, that means you have the problem. That's your problem, not mine. So when I'm coming in my clear lane, why are you accelerating? Why are we now racing? This is not NASCAR. You don't win anything. You don't get aggressive when you're wrong. If your lane is blocked, you stop. You wait. You let the car with the clear path go. This is not complicated. And see, since we're on driving, here's another point. The green light, the mysterious green light. What is it about that light that just mesmerizes you people? Is there something hypnotic about it? Because I'm watching folks sit there staring at it, literally. I mean, it turned green. That means go. It's not a suggestion, it's an instruction. And of course, be cautious. I get that. But this isn't sit and reflect on lifetime. Move. Because now you're holding up everybody behind you. We're missing cycles, all the light cycles to come. Now we're all stuck because you wanted to admire the color green. Moving on. Next. Text messages. Can we form a complete thought before we hit send, please? Why am I getting 10 messages for one idea? I'm sitting there minding my business. Ding, ding, ding. A little bit longer. Ding. Just type it out, read it, and then send it. This isn't Morse code. You don't have to send it one line at a time. And then the emojis. At some point, the conversation's over. Not to be continued, over. I send a thumbs up. You send 100. I send a fist bump. You send prayer hands. Just end it. We communicated. Mission accomplished. Remember back in the day, like when you used to have friends over and they started, they're lingering. And then, you got to hit them with the, yeah. So, look here. What you about to do? That's the signal, right? That's how you know it's time for you to go. Same thing with text. Say what you got to say and exit. Now I could keep going because trust me, I got a lot more, a lot more. But we're going to pause it right there because underneath all of that, that's not just random irritation. That's a pattern. That's how people are really moving right now. And if you don't see how that connects, that's exactly where we're going to go next. But before we do, we're going to pause and ask the best in the building. DJ Dougie Boy, please do what you do, and we'll be right back. This is the Big Mike Show.
Big Mike Show.
We are back. Thank you, DJ Dougie Boy. Keep it hot. I like that. All right. So now let's get into it. Before I even get there, let me say this. You all have heard me say this before to people many times. Look, you're not about that life. And understand something. This is not about race. It's not about class. It's not about gender. It's about reality. Because the loudest people right now, the ones talking about power, control, independence, even flirting with ideas like autocracy, you're not built for that. There are people in this world who have had to struggle, adapt, and survive their entire lives. That's not theoretical for them. That's not political for them. That's real. So when you start talking about opening doors to certain behaviors, certain systems, you better understand what comes with that. Because the people pushing it, A lot of you are not equipped for the reality of what you're asking for. I'll leave it there. That's all I'm going to say on that. Take from that what you will. Now let's get on to the into this. Do you understand that right now, looking at this administration, I don't see a single person in that cabinet that is truly legitimately qualified for the role they're in. If I'm wrong, show me who. Someone, anyone. Don't give me titles, not positions, actual qualifications. And the one name that even comes close, Pam Bondi, who at least served at some point in time as an attorney general, who is also now seeking opportunities elsewhere. So, what does that tell you? If that's one of your strongest examples, what does that say about the rest? Now take that and layer it with messaging. Because this is where it really starts to fall apart. Okay? The constant contradictions. You got one person saying one thing, another person saying something completely different. Same administration, same moment. I watched Marco Rubio. And I'm not even a fan, not close. But I actually felt for this guy, okay? Because I saw it happening in real time. The stutter step, the pivot, the spin move. It was like he was on the court, trying to land somewhere safe. Take the situation with Israel, right? At first it was, well, we knew an attack was inevitable. Then it became, well, it was inevitable and inevitable because Israel said they were gonna act, right? So now the question becomes, who's actually driving this bus? Because at every step the story shifts. And then when people ask questions, now it's, oh, we're talking to the right people. Who the hell are these people? And what does that even mean? It's vague, it's ambiguous. And it just doesn't add up. None of it adds up, ever. I never say never, but rarely, very rarely. And here's the part that I'm really sick and tired of. The dismissal of everything else. Every media outlet, every report, everything is fake unless it lines up with the bullshit in that moment. But here's the problem. Your own messaging doesn't even line up. You're contradicting yourselves. And we've seen this before. Alternative facts. No, and I've said this a million times. You all have heard me. Where I'm from, we call that a lie. So let me break it down even simpler. At the end of the day, you cannot continue to believe what you want to believe just because it suits you. Because that's what you want. You have to believe what you see, what you hear, and what you feel. And when someone stands in front of you and everything is, oh, I'm the best. You know I'm the best. Nobody's ever done this. No one's ever seen anything like this before. How would you even know that? Right? You don't. You don't. That's the whole point. Look, I'm a decent guy. I'm a pretty good guy. I've done some things, but I can't sit here and tell you everything I've done is the best. I can't tell you that I haven't made mistakes because that would be a lie. So when somebody constantly speaks in those extremes and superlatives, that should tell you something. That tells you that there's something else driving that. Intent matters, motivation matters. Why do you constantly have to go back to Obama? I really don't understand. Hell, even to Joe Biden. What is that? I remember Obama at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You weren't too happy about that. But barring that, what did these people do to you? What's that about? Because I'll tell you this, there are people in my life who have done me completely wrong. I mean, outright dirty. Over the course of many years, it's life. I don't sit around talking about those people every day. What does that tell you? What is driving that? And this is why I keep saying, look at the why. Look at the intent. Because I refuse to believe, I absolutely refuse to believe that there are this many people in the world who hear, I'm the best, no one's better, no one's ever done this, and just accept it. There's no way. And if that's what we're doing now, all right, to hell with it. Then fine. Let it be known at this point and moving forward, I am now a professional liar. Pathological. Chronic. A serial liar. Right? Because apparently, that's the qualification. I told you guys in the first place, I'm going to say it one more time. For everyone out there asking for certain things and waiting for it, anticipating it, and looking forward to it, make absolutely sure, because you better be about that life. I told you, pay attention. If you don't know now, you know this is the Big Mike Show. I am the Big Mike, DJ Dougie Boy. Please do what you do, and we'll see you guys next week. Big Mike.